Which end did you want to get?
The big end. The little end, I was bad one.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in her nest to fool her?
Well, they used to put false eggs in there.
What would they be made out of?
Some kind of a glass. It was glass.
Mm-hmm.
White glass.
What would a good set of dishes be made out of? Some kind of...
You mean china?
Uh-huh. What would you call an egg made out of that?
I would call it a glass egg.
Or a...
China egg.
And something you'd carry water in.
A bucket. Pail.
And what's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
No, it's not any as I know. I don't think so.
What do you usually say?
I call it bucket.
And something you carry food to the hogs in.
Bucket, pail, hog pail.
Did you ever hear it called a squeal pail or slop bucket or?
I've heard of slopping the hogs, which would be feeding them. But
uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard of a slop bucket, slop jaw. Of course, that was a bed. That was for the bedroom.
Something you'd fry eggs in would be a...
Skillet.
Any other names for that?
We always called it a skillet. Cast iron skillet.
Did you ever see one with little legs on it you could use in a fireplace?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. What was that called?
I've called it a stew pot.
Okay. And something you'd keep some flowers in. You want to put some flowers in the house?
A vase.
Do you ever hear that?
A vase.
What? Do you ever call it vase?
No, that sounds affected to me.
And if you were planting flowers in the house, you'd put them in a...
Flower pot?
If you were setting the table next to each plate for everyone to eat with, you'd give everyone a...
Give a knife, a fork, and a spoon.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Steak knife.
Or several steak
knives.
Okay. And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say you had to go
wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, to get the suds off, she
rinses them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them.
Washcloth. Wash rag.
What about when you're drying them?
Cup towel, that's what we call it.
And to bathe your face with?
Wash rag.
And to dry yourself?
Well, a bath towel or a hand towel for your hands.
And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a...
Spout.
Or...
Something
that's... Got a wide mouth.
Funnel.
Huh?
A funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
Strap.
Or a...
Or the whip.
Huh?
The buggy whip.
And nowadays, if a lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new...
Bulb? You mean an electric bulb?
Okay. And to carry the clothes out, to hang them on the line, you could carry them out in a clothes...
Basket.
And... Something that people used to play that blow on it like this?
Juice hog.
Okay. What about, that was when you...
Ocarina?
Huh?
Oh, ocarina?
Okay. What about something that it's about shaped like that? You blow on it? Is that the juice harp or?
Harmonica?
Any other names for harmonica?
Harp.
Okay. And... If you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a
cap, bottle cap.
What do they have?